Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know, that inner voice that's constantly judging every little misstep, every slip-up, every time you don't quite meet your own often unrealistic expectations. Well, today we're diving deep into something super important. Building self-compassion and practicing self-forgiveness. It's not about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer to a good friend going through a rough patch. Now, before we get started, I want you to imagine your best friend is struggling. What do you say? Do you berate them? Tell them they're incompetent and should have known better? Of course not. You offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Why then do we often treat ourselves as such harshers when we stumble? Self-compassion is like that warm hug you give yourself after a tough day. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and offering yourself the same love and support you would extend to others. So how do we cultivate this inner peacemaker? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, my friends. Embrace it. Nobody's perfect. Remember those embarrassing moments from your past. Those awkward encounters. You survived them, didn't you? And guess what? They don't define you. Learning to laugh at our imperfections and see them as part of the human experience is a major step towards self-compassion. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly putting you down needs a timeout. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, pause and ask, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. It's like rewiring your brain for kindness. 3. Practice mindfulness. Living in the present moment can be a powerful antidote to self-criticism. When you're constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, it's easy to get caught up in negative thought patterns. Mindful practices like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help you ground yourself in the here and now, reducing anxiety and fostering self-acceptance. 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer a loved one. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and setting healthy boundaries. It's about taking time for self-care, not as a luxury, but as a necessity. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and perspective. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and you accidentally fumble some lines. You feel your cheeks flushing, your heart racing, and that inner critic starts screaming, "What an idiot! How could you mess up like that?" Now, here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the moment. Take a deep breath and remind yourself. Okay, everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me as a professional. Maybe even offer yourself a little pep talk. I'm proud of myself for getting up here and trying. I'll learn from this and do better next time. Listen, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are immense. When we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we open ourselves up to greater joy, resilience, and fulfillment. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you're doing amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. Let's spread the compassion vibe together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.